Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM 860 The Answer, and my Moss Nissan studio here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America and down into the Caribbean, too. Hello to the U.S. Virgin Islands, St. Croix. Hello to the San Juan, Puerto Rico area, and hello to the Western Bahamas on AM 1000 WVMI. Thank you very much for carrying the program. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, the security officers, and our U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping all of us free and safe. Thank you. And to all those people working on the Third Watch tonight, you know who you are. You know the job you're doing. Thank you for the great job you do keeping America rolling along. Don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Here she is, 7 past the hour, the prayer intercessor herself, Ms. Rosemary.
Good morning, Captain. Oh, good morning, everybody. I love you all. I missed you all so much last night. Let me, first of all, I've got to go fast here. I want to shout a special hello to Catwoman. I'm glad things are better. I put you on my prayer thing right away, Catwoman, when I heard about that. So God bless you. And also to Flip, also Don and Donna. I know sometimes you're not on early. So Cousin Vinny, I have your number. Captain gave me your number. I will be calling you in the next couple of days, and we're going to put some prayer over you. It's terrible to have to go through all that hospital stuff. I know, by the way, some of you, I do understand physical. I paid the price this past week, I'll tell you. Anyway, now, here's my question. Do you all believe that God desires to heal our land? Oh, everybody's stepping up. Yeah, I would think so. Well, then let's have a little bit of faith here. And I have been reading from the book of Daniel. In fact, I've probably, in the past few years, I have probably given a lot of messages out of the book of Daniel. But I want you to hear these words, and I have to be very careful here because it's very small print, and I just got over the worst migraine in history. All right, we're going to go with this. Daniel chapter 2. Daniel was one of the greatest end-time prophets that saw end-time things, and this is what he said. Daniel blessed the God of heaven, and in the night he said, now here's what he was told, and here's what he's saying. God changes the times and the seasons. He's the one. But I want you to hear this one sentence. It's important. God removes kings and sets up kings. God is the one in the end. And that's why we pray before we vote. And so I don't worry a lot about our president, because if God is for us, who do you think can be against us? Oh, we know who's screaming all the way. Well, they can scream bloody murder and all, but I believe in the Word of God. And I back up everything I say with the Word of God. God, and we are a Judeo-Christian nation. God is still in charge. So remember, it is He who can remove kings and set up kings. Not Satan. Okay, He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those that know understanding. Now listen to this one. He reveals the deep and secret things. God will. He will. And I've got a lot of messages surrounding that in the coming days. He knows what is in the darkness, and the light dwells with Him. So who's going to reveal all the truth? I don't worry about all these nonsense things coming through. Well, I mean, I'm concerned, so I have migraines. concerned. But then, you know, a prayer warrior is going to suffer a little bit sometimes. But I have faith because I have faith in my God. And I have faith in the man that also has faith in God. And that is our president. He is tough. He's strong. He knows what he's doing. And you know what? These crazy people that don't know what they're doing, we'll be driven them into the sea. I don't know.
Like General MacArthur said, they're just going to fade away.
Uh-huh. You know, you took the words right out. There you go, Captain. They will. They're going to fade away. Well, some of them might fade away not too happily. Now, I had an experience the past week. You don't need to hear about it. But, you know, we all go through crises. And Cousin Vinny, I know you've had a lot of them. By the way, that's why he gave me and I will be calling you.
He won't be chasing submarines for
a while. No, I know. But my heart goes out to all of you. And I know there's a lot of you I'm speaking to that are suffering. And you've got to know my heart is with you all. Don't think I haven't been there. This past week, I can't even tell you, I didn't think I was going to make it. I mean, I've never had in my life. If any of you have ever had a migraine, I had the worst in history. And that's a lot to say. Actually, I was very concerned. I almost... But anyway, if some of you know what those are, and yeah, there are reasons. I'm overworked. I'm stressed. Well, so what? But God healed me. You know, there's a price to pay for everything we do. Let's be sure. In fact, you know something? There's something God gave me. I wasn't going to do it. God says do it. I didn't know what to do. Do I lower my workload? What do I do? Well, I heard a song I never knew existed, and I got the chorus down. And this is it. It'll have a meaning to some of you. When I lay my Isaac down on the altar there I see, it's not the Isaac that God wants. God wants me. That'll mean something to some of you because I wanted to quit some of my stuff. And wait a minute now. Wait a minute. All right, so what we have to do is we could all get upset, and believe me, there's nobody that gets more deeply emotional than me. You all know me. I weep easily. I laugh easily. But there's a faith I have in me, and maybe it's because God just healed me something that would have put somebody in the hospital. I know what God can do. And maybe that's why he puts us through tests. Okay, don't forget this. There's a lighthouse on the hillside, and I've only got a minute to put this on, that overlooks life's sea. Jesus is that lighthouse, and from the rocks of sin, he has shown that light around me, thank God, so I can clearly see. And believe me, beloved people, if it wasn't for that lighthouse, my ship would be no more. And I found that out this past week, big time. And I will tell you, no matter what comes after me, I will tell you, I don't fight battles I'm going to lose. We are going to win this war. Yeah, you're right, Captain. It's a political war.
I know I'm right.
I know you're right. And I'm right, too. I'm right with you on that. We are going to win it because we're going to do it together under God. God wants to heal our land, so remember that. I'll get with you all tomorrow night. Thank you. God bless America.
All righty, Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor. We appreciate her, and we're coming right back with more. Kathy, give them the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do you feel like many of us, all the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast live from my flagship station here in Tampa, Florida, all across the country. And a big special shout out to everybody who's listening tonight. Want to give a special hello to my friends up there in the Denver area, and to George the Godfather, who's up there on a little R&R up there. George, I hope you're doing well up there tonight, and look forward to see you at the Trump meeting here, Tampa Trump Club, on the 15th of this month. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. Now, that's Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son team. They are out of Kirkland, Washington, and they've got a great product they've got out in the market called Relief Factor. Now, I will tell you that this product has helped me immensely with the pain and the nagging pain that I suffer from because of arthritis, and there's nothing I can really do about it. Now, I was taking Mobic and Flexeril, which are prescription drugs, and they have some side effects. And I just got sick and tired of the side effects, because once in a while it would make you dizzy, once in a while it would make you tired, and I don't need to be dizzy or tired doing what I'm doing. It's just that simple. So I went to taking Aleve. I was taking 6 Aleve a day, which is not good for you, because come to find out, it started some internal bleeding with yours truly. And I said, no, that's not a good idea. So then I heard about Relief Factor. And my friend Mike Gallagher was talking about it one day, and I took advantage of it, signed up for the 3-week quick start, never looked back. It's worked for me ever since. Now, I will tell you that the 1995 3-week quick start is the simple way to go to see if it's going to work for you. It takes about 3 to 5 days for it to show up, but it's $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And you can order it by going to the website relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And if you go through the generic website, from whatever source that you're looking at, because they're advertised on the internet and Facebook and this, that, and the other, just type in the word captain if you go that way. Otherwise, go to the website, relieffactor.com, Captain, and guess what? You'll wind up going there, and you'll wind up getting the 1995 three-week quick start to start out. Now, they do have some other stuff there, too, if you're interested, but only if you're interested and if you want to take a look at what they have to offer. They are definitely exactly who and what they say they are. ReliefFactor.com/Captain. Go over there and give it a try. Now, we had Sarah Huckabee Sanders on television yesterday, talking about the corruption, and the only corruption, she says, in the whole process is coming from the duo of Joe and Hunter Biden. Listen to this little back and forth.
And Fox News contributor. Sarah, good morning to you, and welcome to America's Newsroom. Great to have you here.
Thank you. Good morning.
So
great
first off, you heard from the president there, and we're multiple days on this, and we watched the fallout from that whistleblower complaint. How is the White House handling this?
I think in the best way that they can, and that's fighting back against the hypocrisy and what the real scandal here is. The only corruption in this entire process has to do with the Bidens. It's not the president. It's not the White House. It's the fact that Joe Biden was acting inappropriately and making probably sweetheart deals for his son. That's the corruption in this process. The president shouldn't be getting impeached. He should be getting celebrated for draining the swamp and following through on another one of his campaign promises. The hypocrisy and the level of fake outrage from the Democrats is really astonishing and something that hopefully the media and the American people will continue to call out as this process plays out.
Now, you know, the other part of what's going on here has to do with the facts of the matter. And the Democrats are way, way out in front of the facts. They're making up things. They're telling untruths. Adam Schiff making up a story instead of sticking to the facts, which the facts didn't agree with what his story was. But a former Democratic senator, Robert Torricelli, had this to say.
Yeah, no, I do.
Dictated by the Constitution.
And the leadership has that authority to go forward, but the rules of how
which
you
again,
do it
could
are
be, it could be an hour or it could be a month. That's the point on that.
Yeah, when we handled this before, in spite of the fact that the vote was quite partisan in the end on the impeachment of Bill Clinton, the parties came together in a very solemn gathering, understood their responsibilities, the uniqueness of the moment, and genuinely did work together. I know it didn't look that way because of the final vote on impeachment.
I have a different recollection.
But in fact, in that chamber, Trent Lott and Tom Daschle brought us together in the old Senate chamber, and with no one else present, no staff, and no press, and said, we have an unbelievable responsibility here to protect the institution, the country, and the Constitution. We're going to do this right. And despite all the elbow pushing out in public, in private, people were very protective of the institution.
But, Senator, the big difference, of course, is Bill Clinton wasn't running for re-election at the time. This president is, and that changes everything politically, doesn't it?
I think the fact we're in an electoral process changes a lot because many people understandably are going to say there's an answer. If you think there's a defense here, the answer is called an election. That's one. Second, with all deference to my friends in the Democratic House leadership, they are getting out ahead of the facts. There's a lot we know, and it is very troubling. No one has yet heard from the whistleblower. Rudy Giuliani is yet to testify himself. We have this review of a transcript, but there are many facts still out there for people to be taking their positions, carving them in stone, and how they're going to vote.
So
on
do you believe that?
And we have a developing story of our own right now in that the IG, the State Department Inspector General, has called an urgent meeting for today in a secure, locked room at Capitol Hill with the committees involved in all of this. Now, the meeting is expected to be held in a secure location on Capitol Hill. Comes during the week's congressional recess. ABC News is reporting that it could be in connection with a whistleblower report concerning the State Department's role and actions between President Donald Trump's attorney Rudy Giuliani and officials from Ukraine, and it's an urgent meeting with the committees behind closed doors. Now, I can almost assure you this is damning for the Democrats. I can almost assure you of that. And these people that are out ahead of the facts don't seem to understand the window that they've opened up. Now, here is something that's suffering right now, and it is the USMCA, which is something that needed to be passed, and it's starting to run out of time here. They're coming up on the 1 year since it got passed by the House, and it's yet to be sent for a vote to the Senate.
Sure, yeah, my two favorite sources, the WTO and the Wall Street Journal on global trade, but that's another subject. I think over the next 30 days, really, and this is going to be October, this is going to be the hunt for USMCA in October. To me, that's the most important thing for the global economy, for this hemisphere, and for America. So I think if we were to pass the USMCA, it's good for both farmers and manufacturers, rare in a trade deal. It's good for all 50 states. It's hundreds of thousands of new jobs. It's about a point of growth on the GDP. That's what I'm looking for. In terms of the China negotiations, we're going to welcome Liu He here on October 10th. And Maria, as you know, the seven deadly sins will be on the table to discuss. I can't negotiate those publicly here, right. but let's see what happens. But for me, if you think about the USMCA and Canada and Mexico trade, it's more twice important. Twice as much trade than China, but even more importantly, five times more exports to Mexico and Canada than we export to China. Because the problem with China is that they sell us a bunch of stuff, they create their jobs, but we don't sell them a lot of stuff.
Right, so, which is why it doesn't make a lot of sense to the people who've been listening that the president would even consider doing a small deal that just affects trade as opposed to looking at all of the seven sins that you've mentioned so many times.
Well, there you go. And that's good news. But they've got until the end of this session to pass that. And if they don't, then they got to go back and start all over again. And this needs to be passed. This is for the good of the country, good of the economy. But the Democrats don't want to do anything that would help this president or that would help America. All they want to do is hurt to drive their ridiculous points across because they're still trying to fundamentally transform America. And you want these people in charge? Better wake up, America. Better wake up. I know the people I'm talking to, the mood I'm getting from across the country, from Democrats, Republicans, Independents, Libertarians alike. They've had it. They've had it. And by the way, the evangelical Christians that contact me, there's going to be a record number of people coming out that are evangelicals to vote this time around. Watch and see. Okay, coming up on our military and veterans news report, bottom of the hour, I'm going to talk about a great general who's retired and the one that took his place. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Come on now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The State Department's Inspector General has called an urgent meeting behind closed doors on Capitol Hill on Wednesday to brief key lawmakers about documents related to Ukraine. The IG operates mostly independent of the State Department and investigates abuse and mismanagement. it doesn't need approval from Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to approach Congress with information. Meanwhile, five current and former staffers have been barred from giving statements as part of the House impeachment investigation. In a letter to the chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, Secretary Mike Pompeo said there's no legal basis for the committee's threat that the failure of the officials to meet their timeline for documents and testimony would constitute obstruction of the impeachment inquiry. He also accused House Democrats of seeking to intimidate State Department officials. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco super tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco super tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our first military and veterans news segment on the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by our very good friends at the National Aviation Academy. Now, the National Aviation Academy has two locations to serve you. Check them out online by going to naa.edu, the website again, naa.edu. I'll give them a call at 800-659-2080. Here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, I've got a great idea for you to help jumpstart your career and your paycheck too, and this applies to guys and gals getting out of the military looking for something to do. You've got specialties, you don't know exactly what you want to do, or if that's what you want to do, or if you want to try something different. Well, how about this? I want you to check out the National Aviation Academy. They have two locations to serve you. One is in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside Boston, and the other is right here in Clearwater, Florida, in the Tampa Bay, Florida region, because in 14 short months, you can and will be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. Let me repeat that. You can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. You will start at $50,000 or $60,000 a year. If you want to work, you can be well up the ladder and be making a lot more money sooner rather than later. So, what have you got to gain? Oh, I don't know. A career, a future, money, benefits, job security. This is a job that's not going anywhere. It still takes human hands to work on an aircraft, not a computer. And I want you to check them out online by going to naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or give them a call by going to 800-659-2080 to find out more. Again, the number is 800-659-2080. The website is naa.edu. And make sure you tell them the captain sent you. You'd be glad you did. That's the National Aviation Academy. Well, yesterday, ladies and gentlemen, our President Donald Trump participated in an Armed Forces welcoming ceremony to honor General Mark A. Milley, the 20th chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, in his takeover ceremony where they transferred command. Now, Milley takes over for Marine General Joseph F. Dunford, who is retiring after years of exceptional service to our country. The president said yesterday at Joint Base Meyer-Henderson Hall in Virginia, quote, "We're gathered together for a truly historic occasion." Now, General Milley, now the president's top military advisor, brings an impeccable record to his crucial role. Through his 39 years of service, he's held multiple command and staff positions in 8 divisions and special forces teams. Most recently, General Milley served as the 39th Chief of Staff of the U.S. Army. Now, President Trump also delivered a touching farewell tribute to the deeply admired outgoing chairman, General Dunford, who I had the pleasure of meeting just once here in Tampa at MacDill. He said, and I quote, "Joe solidified America's competitive advantage through global integration of the joint force. He also provided critical leadership during the complete rebuilding of our military." The president said, "A big part of that legacy is providing the crucial strategic direction to the campaign against ISIS in Iraq and Syria. It was General Dunford's brilliant leadership that guided our courageous service members to a resounding victory over the Islamic State territorial caliphate, now 100% obliterated." He went on to say, the president, "General, your life exemplifies those words that beat in the heart of every Marine, Semper Fi. America salutes your incredible legacy of noble service. And as one exceptional leader departs, America gains another, because General Milley takes over as the highest-ranking member of the most skilled and powerful military in human history, and thanks to the public service of heroes like him, the best is yet to come." In the words of the president, we will keep America safe, we will keep America strong, and we will keep America proud. Now, the military, for many, many years, has been getting a bad rap from the people that don't understand duty, honor, and country. And that is something that applies not only to the military, but also to the police, to the fire service, to those people that are in the emergency medical service, the EMTs, the paramedics, people that ride the ambulances. Because it's all about esprit de corps, doing your job, and you don't really expect anything back for doing what you do. But a lot of times, just that one word to those people, thank you, can mean more than anything that you could ever think of doing. That one word, thank you. And think about that. Now, nearly 18 years after U.S. forces first dropped into Afghanistan, yet another administration is struggling to get out of the quagmire. Afghanistan peace negotiations right now are dead, but the war is still very much alive. There's a lot going on in Afghanistan right now. It's not going away. We are not going anywhere very soon. We're not going to pull our forces out. That's not going to happen. We may lower the amount of troops we have there, combat troops, but we're not leaving the country. And we may be bringing in more civilian fighters, but we're not leaving the country. And we do know also this morning that North Korea, fired another missile. It was detected coming out of the water by South Korea, which means it was fired from a submarine, which adds a new dimension into what they may or may not be able to do by firing a missile from a submarine out into the South China Sea to land 100 or so miles away from where it was fired. So the world in which we live does not get any safer. And, of course, North Korea, we're hearing that talks could start as soon as this weekend between North Korea and the United States again. Don't know if that's going to happen or not, but we'll wait and we'll see. By the way, the former National Security Advisor, John Bolton, gave a characteristically pessimistic outlook into prospects for getting North Korea to give up its nuclear weapons as he made his first public appearance since he was ousted from his post by President Donald Trump. The Associated Press reported on that yesterday. And longtime Texas Republican Representative Mac Thornberry, he was the House Republicans' top voice on military and national security issues, has announced that he will not run for re-election next year, ending a 26-year congressional career. 26 years in the Congress of the United States. That's another reason why we need term limits. Now, he may have been an exception to the rule. He may have been one that did an excellent job, and the 26 years that he was there was all fine and dandy. But people need to move over and get out of the way and allow other people in there. It was never designed to be that type of a Congress by our founding fathers. Never. All right. We're coming right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. Going to take another look at the Highway and Bible Report. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. And bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
That's Aaron Tippin. That's his version of big wheels moving, rolling on. That's his version of the song from the movie, the television show Moving On years ago. One of those truck driving TV shows that was on. Will and Sonny, $2 a mile, they'd go anywhere the load would go. All righty. Now, this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by your local Pilot and Flying J truck stop. Not your daddy's truck stop anymore. All righty, here we go. There is a flash flood risk across the central U.S. Throughout all of today into tomorrow. Now, a slow-moving cold front shifting across the central U.S. will continue with heavy rainfall and possible flash flooding along a broad swath from the plains all the way up into Illinois and into Michigan through Wednesday. Now, west of the front, much below normal temperatures will continue across a large portion of the west and into the Rocky Mountains, and east of it, much above normal temperatures will continue into the east, the northeast, the east coast, the southeast through midweek. Now, let's take a look at where this rain's at right now, because it's changed a little bit since the last hour we told you about. It's no longer raining in El Paso all the way up on an angle into Michigan. It's up a little bit further than that now, southeastern part of New Mexico, and going up through Lubbock, going up through Amarillo, and then on an angle all the way across to Oklahoma City to Tulsa, kind of follows Interstate 44 for a while in Missouri, and it goes up into the northwestern corner of Missouri and across the central part, and then the northeastern part of Iowa into Wisconsin and the northern part of Michigan and right to Lake Michigan and across the lake. It's raining in Michigan right now all the way across to the other side of Michigan on the Canadian side there by Lake Huron. But here's the deal. You've got some fog in the eastern part of Michigan tonight. And you've got some fog intertwined with this system back towards Iowa. So where it's raining. Where it's foggy, probably a little drizzly there too. But flash flood watches and warnings all through that area that I just described. Now, it's cold in Colorado, parts of Colorado tonight. They've got a frost warning. And it's dry also in the Denver area, Pueblo area, I-25 north and south. So they've got the fire threat advisory up right now. Wyoming, you've got some really cold temperatures up there through the central part of Wyoming, east of Rollins, over towards Laramie. You've got a big-time frost warning there tonight. You've got some winds to the west headed towards Idaho, some winds to the east in northeastern Wyoming and in the western part of South Dakota around Rapid City. And then Rapid City itself west up into Montana, you've got a hard freeze warning tonight on top of the snow that they've had there in the mountains, so the snow's not going anywhere anytime soon. And by the way, that's one of those areas where they had up to 4 feet of snow in the mountains of Montana. Southwestern corner of South Dakota tonight, you've got a hard freeze warning. You do have some fog tonight in Idaho going towards Boise, and then you've got some winds up to the north and east of Boise tonight. You've got some fog going down the Hood River Valley, down I-84, coming down off Cabbage. Be careful there. And you got some fog up in the Seattle area tonight, it looks like, so be careful up there. There's also a frost advisory for Medford, Oregon, a hard freeze advisory in the mountains of California, Redding, California, on down through the northern part of California. You've got a frost warning there tonight, too. Now, there is some fog in the central part around Birmingham of Alabama tonight, so be careful there. There's a frost warning tonight up in Maine again, no problem there. It's been that way most of last week, and again, here we go again this week with the frost advisory. There is some fog right now from about St. Augustine up through Jacksonville. It's kind of spotty, hit or miss, up to Brunswick, Georgia, so be careful doing that. And we still have some flood watches and flood warnings along the southwestern part of Louisiana from all that rain they got last week, and the southeastern, extreme southeastern part of Texas. Now, again, keep in mind, Flying J brings you the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And, of course, Flying J and Pilot, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Not your daddy's truck stop anymore. So keep in mind that you check it out and see what they're all about right now. All right, let's go to the telephone line. And we have got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Before I get into the big story that I'm looking at here in front of me, there was a report when I came on the air last night, or earlier this morning, rather, that South Korea is saying that North Korea fired a missile from a submarine. That's interesting.
Yes, and this one flew twice as high, I think, as the previous ones. Certainly even higher than the space station.
Makes you wonder, huh?
Well, it's interesting timing when we also seem to have this announcement that there might be another round of talks that have been announced
this weekend.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah, yeah, and that's what I got. I'm going to read the headline because that's where I was going next. North Korea and the United States say nuclear talks to resume this weekend.
Well, huh?
Where are we going to be talking at? Panmunjom?
I have no idea.
I don't either, so I guess we'll just have to wait and find out. All right, well, okay. We'll find out what's going on there, but that was the big news when I came on, and certainly we'll find out more. By the way, here's something else that's kind of interesting. The U.S. Navy has announced that the Chief of Naval Operations will be meeting with his Saudi counterpart today. Don't know where that's going to be either.
Well, what that necessarily is to be expected, given what happened to Saudi Arabia with the attack on the oil refinery. So that's necessarily to be expected. We have certainly sent more troops into Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
And well, I guess we're going to talk about missile defense and, you know, early warning signs and all these other kinds of things.
Yeah, and we've also got some of our cyber people there, too, of the new cyber force. Okay, well, I think we'll have just enough time to tease this, and then we'll just try more of it when we come back after the break. But the State Department Inspector General, last night late, called for an urgent meeting with the congressional committees in a secure area of the Capitol, talking to them, and ABC News is reporting it could be in connection to the whistleblower report concerning the State Department's role and actions between President Donald Trump's attorney, Rudy Giuliani, and the officials from the Ukraine.
And also, they're leading to the notion that they're actually going to discuss which documents that the State Department would necessarily turn over as requested / demanded / subpoenaed by these Democrat committees in the House and Senate.
Yeah, and I'm hearing that the Bidens are up to their eyeballs in all this, but again, we've only got time to just throw that out there and then talk about it when we come back, because we are going to get into this, Denise and I, and there's a lot of information out there that you're not hearing. So far, you're just getting a constant barrage of the propaganda, if you will. I'm going to call it just what it is, coming from the Democrats, because they're not telling you the truth. They're making stuff up and adding it to the report that wasn't even in the report. We'll give you examples when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. to order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.